It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You worried that this
strike...
They
have the capital to settle this thing.
Are you worried that this strike is going to hurt the everyday American? The farmers that need to reach the export market. They're telling me that they're going
to
hurt
them. Now you start to realize who the longshoremen are, right?
Nobody cares.
People never gave a about us until now, when they finally realized that the chain is being broke now. Cars won't come in. Food won't come in. Clothing won't come in. You know how many people depend on our jobs? Half the world. And it's time for them and time for Washington to put so much pressure on them to take care of us, because we took care of them and we're here 135 years and brought them where they are today, and they don't want to share.
That is Harold Dagnabbit. Daggett, who runs the Longshoremen's Union up there. Vinny Testosterone, I want you to know.
You sound like a pirate now.
I'm sorry, but that's what it reminds me. That's who he reminds me of. There's a big story today that Biden is all in for these longshoremen, and he's pressuring these companies to settle with them.
The 70% wage increase they want?
Yeah, but that's why I'm anxious to talk to Taylor Riggs about this, because issue here, I don't think, is the money. They're afraid of the automation, which has absolutely revolutionized shipping in China. If you've looked at any of the videos from over there, let's get to Taylor from the Big Money Show there on Fox Business. And Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I just played a soundbite from this Harold Daggett, who wants you to appreciate the longshoremen a little more. And he's talking about how Americans are going to start to suffer, and pretty soon they're going to appreciate the job the longshoremen do a lot more. What's your take on how this has gone down?
Ooh, okay, so first of all, we're hearing estimates that for every day that the port is shut down, it's costing our economy about $4 billion. So on one hand, I really sympathize with workers who are feeling the effects of inflation after the Biden-Kamala Harris administration. Prices are up about 20% on average in the last 4 years. So I really do sympathize with people who feel like their wage isn't keeping up with inflation. But, you know, that's sort of a separate conversation to what we're having here about this sort of trying to hold the economy hostage just for a negotiating power. They know that they have a lot of negotiating power because this is a Biden administration and a Kamala Harris administration who has said, we like unions and unions have all the power and we only want union workers. We don't want a free market capitalist society. And there is a place for unions in this country, don't get me wrong. But to sort of hold up the economy hostage on this, I just don't know if this is going to come back to bite them. Prices are already up. We had inflation starting to cool off a little bit. I'm really worried that this is just going to reverse inflation and have it spike up again. You mentioned, you know, a great point on automation. I was speaking with the CEO of Import Genius yesterday. It's just a data analytics tracking firm, right, that tracks imports and exports and all the data around it. He mentioned that Rotterdam, Shanghai, they are automating like crazy, and those ports are so efficient. He said the last time during the George Bush era, I think it was back in 2002 when they were thinking of doing a strike, it was all over who they wanted someone to manually scan a barcode when the cargo on the truck left the port. Instead of just having a computer do it, your iPhone could do it,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So again, that's sort of what we're up in arms about. And my worry is automation creates efficiency and productivity. So if we're now saying that you're not allowed to automate everything because I want, you know, the job, you know, and on one hand, I sympathize with that, but I don't think we can fight automation. We need to use automation and technology to our advantage. I don't think we can say we're not ever allowed to do this. So if they don't get automation in the contract, maybe it'll buy them a couple years. But I think the long-term trend is very, very clear that, you know, technology is here to help free us up to be more productive in other ways. And I'm really not sure how much they're going to win this fight.
Taylor, I don't know if you had a chance to watch last night's vice presidential debate, but one thing Tim Walz was talking about was how, oh, you know, the Trump tax cuts, those really just help the wealthiest Americans and the big corporations. And that's what he's trying to do again if you reelect him. And that's just simply not true. In fact, your colleague Charles Payne was posting about how the IRS data proves, in fact, that the Trump tax cuts were benefiting the middle class, working class Americans the most.
Yes. And, you know, the top 1% in this country pay 45% of all individual income taxes collected by the government.
Right.
So when they say the wealthy needs to pay their fair share, I'm saying they're already paying almost half of all the individual income revenue this government has. What more is fair share? And, you know, I think to your point, those tax cuts were, I mean, sure, they helped corporations in terms of bringing down the tax rate, but then the corporations in turn gave us all raises,
right,
which is why our wages were higher than inflation under Trump and why wages are lower than inflation in the current administration. So it really helped the middle class. The data is clear, but there's sort of the narrative out there that because Trump's a smart real estate developer, that he only wants to help the rich people. You know, the data is clear. You know, were you better off 4 years ago than you are now? That's sort of the answer to all of these questions when they want to try to go against the data.
Yeah, you know, Taylor Riggs with us from the Fox Business Network, and the war in Israel obviously has started to have an impact on oil prices potentially. I know that's going to be hit first.
Uh-huh.
And what other impacts is it having on the market right now?
Yeah, so, you know, great question. The immediate knee-jerk reaction yesterday, we're seeing a little bit similar today, is sort of sell out of equities. That's sort of a risk asset. When you get nervous, you sell stocks and you go into a safe haven asset like a U.S. Treasury. Oil is rising, right? Because clearly all the tensions in the Middle East impact oil. Then in turn, it impacts Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, for example, is all the way back down to 60,000. We had been closing in on 66, 67,000 just a few weeks ago. So it's sort of this knee-jerk reaction of sell everything that is appearing to be risky and buy everything that is safe. Some of that is reversing a little bit today, as I think we realize the attack yesterday, is that contained? Is that all that was? Do we not escalate further? And so you're seeing a little bit of a sigh of relief today. But again, coming off the debate yesterday, J.D. Vance was very clear. You have peace through strength. When you are strong, your allies show up and your adversaries shy away because they are worried about, you know, what you will do when you are strong. When we appear weak on the global stage, you have Russia invading Ukraine and you have, you know, Iran and Israel at each other's throats. So oh, yeah. I think the takeaway is, again, peace through strength. And we'll have to see again how it sort of impacts these markets. But hopefully, you know, oil prices are absolutely the thing to watch. And that will impact what we pay here at the pump in a few weeks when that trickles through.
And I don't want to hold you any longer, but one final comment here. All of these things, I don't believe in completely coincidence. I know the longshoremen are taking advantage of a political situation here, but if these companies don't settle, Joe Biden is putting Kamala Harris in a bit of a ringer here, because this is going to start to impact the economy and jobs and people's ability to get bananas and yes, automobiles and everything else. And then you've got what's going on in the Middle East compounding all of that.
Well, and just like we saw during COVID, these nonsense policies help big businesses.
Yeah.
Costco last week said, we've been preparing for this. We've rerouted our ships to the West Coast. We're not doing the East Coast. You know who can't do that? the mom and pop business on Main Street. Mm-hmm. They're the ones suffering because they don't have the supply chain, you know, expertise. They don't have the money to be able to just in a click of an eye, you know, to be able to move pork from the East Coast to the West Coast. So
right.
The big companies like Amazon are going to be fine, and it's mom and pop businesses who are going to suffer.
Just amazing. Taylor, thanks so much. We'll be watching the Big Money Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're great. We appreciate it. She's just so down to earth with these explanations of how this is going down.
Honestly, some of these things are so convoluted. I need them dumbed down to understand.
I know. It's pretty amazing how it's all just kind of coming together at once. That could be a tsunami. It's a little risky on the Biden administration's part to try to leverage a pay raise for these businesses right now. When you know...
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like what she said, if they shut down any chance of automation, it's coming at some point. They're just kicking that can down the road. There's no way these guys are getting away from automation taking over some of these jobs at some point.
There has to be a balance.
It's got to.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.